Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
It is 6:11 on your home of the Fighting Irish and the Blue Goal game on April the 20th. Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Darren Pritchett with you on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. It is day one of the Masters down at Augusta National. And after some tough weather start of the day, a delayed beginning to the first round, the sun is out, the wind is up, and the scores are pretty good. Soft conditions with the best players in the world on this property lead to some pretty low numbers. And Bryson DeChambeau leads the way at minus seven, a 65 today. Scottie Scheffler playing 18. He is at six under par. I welcome back to the program the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club, Tim Firestone, who I know is always eager to watch the Masters, and he joins me here on WSBT Radio. Tim, first off, it's good to talk to you, and I guess it's fairly important to say happy golf season to everybody in Northern Indiana.
That's right. It's been too long, man. I've missed you. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Absolutely. Give me the status of Blackthorn Golf Club, when it opened, and how are things going at Blackthorn so far?
Well, we got off to the earliest start in the 30-year history of Blackthorn. We got open March 1st, and it's been crazy ever since. So a couple bad weeks here recently, but running for a great season, and the golf course is in unbelievable condition. The greens are better than I've ever seen them. And
wow.
This global warming thing is helping the college fund at the Firestone household. So,
well, we've talked about this for several years now, but there's been such a huge surge in people wanting to get out and playing golf. I wish it wasn't because of COVID, but that kind of ignited everything, Tim, and it just really hasn't slowed down.
Not at all. It's been amazing to see what has happened in the game of golf, and it just every year continues to grow. We see it from our junior camps and the enrollment and the numbers. You see it on the driving range with families out there and, you know, younger kids, and you see it with, you know, the tee sheet in the afternoons with high school kids and college kids playing. And it's just, golf's become cool again. You know, it's not the dorky sport anymore. So a lot of great things happen in our sport.
Why don't you, Tim, for a second, just discuss the youth program that you have out at Blackthorn? I know kids are still in school right now, but when we get to summertime, kids are looking for things to do, and no better way to get them started in the game of golf.
Yeah, we have our Blackthorn Junior camps, three sessions in the summer, and we've really created a neat kind of curriculum and program. It's mixes a lot of fun activities as well as golf instruction and games and prizes and ice cream and all the fun things to really try to get kids introduced to the game and get them to fall in love with the game. And we've seen nothing but growth from the enrollment standpoint, and we're probably half full in all 3 weeks so far. We do have some spots available, so it's not too early to start thinking about that. But would encourage everybody that has young kids, 7 to 13 is our sweet spot there with the junior camps. And blackthorngolf.com has all the information about the dates and times and costs and all that fun stuff.
I think it's been well over a year now since you opened up a brand new tee on number one. I'm curious how players at Blackthorn have responded to that change. I just think number one plays so much better from where you have the tee right now. Just from looking at the hole, it's just a really, really good look.
Yeah, people love it. I think you know, the golf course, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, which is hard to believe. But, you know, after looking at the same golf course and any kind of changes to tees or holes, I think people get a kick out of to kind of have a different look. And I think that was a really good one as far as making that hole much more challenging and fun to play.
Tim Firestone, owner of Blackthorn Golf Club, is my guest. I think it's fair to say, and if I'm wrong, I'm still going to say this, but I really feel like you changed local golf from one standpoint. When you brought the Blackthorn card out, a lot of people have copied it ever since, but this is the original, and it is really something that has been very popular through the years, and I would assume available once again this year.
Yeah, thanks for the comment, Darren. Yeah, when we launched that, I think it was 2012 or 13, it was, you know, more of a, I wouldn't call it desperation, but definitely we had to do something to increase our numbers and our rounds. And, it, you know, we were very fortunate that it took off, and it's been nothing but growing every single year. And, you know, again, it's, we've come up with different levels of it. We've got our regular Blackthorn card. We've got now the Plus card. And we've got our silver and our gold membership. So we've kind of got a program for any golfer that is, you know, whether you play 10 rounds a year or you play 100 rounds a year, we've got a nice fit for everybody.
One thing I've always appreciated about Blackthorn, despite the fact it's a great layout, always in great shape, I think you've got a really good mixture of tees at Blackthorn, whether you've got a senior, a female, a youngster, someone that hits it 4 miles. There's a tee for everyone, and I don't think every golf course has that.
No, and you bring up a great point, and I think it's also helped in this growth that we've seen in the game is that the stigma of moving forward and playing the tees that are suitable for your game has changed and made the game a lot more enjoyable. I mean, we have older gentlemen who play every week, a couple times a week, who have moved and all the way forward and play. And it's just now they're not hitting driver 3-wood wedge on par fours. They can actually reach the par fours and two, and, it, you know, they can enjoy the game again. So that stigma has kind of gone away, and people are falling in love with the game again, I think, because of that.
Don't be ashamed to play the up tees.
No, you still got to get the ball in the hole. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still the game of golf. And when you're only hitting a driver 180 or 200 yards and you're trying to play the everyday tees that we have, it's going to be a grind on you. You know, I mean, you're not going to get to those par fours. So I'm ready to move forward, Darren. That's, you know, I'm over 50 now. So I think I need to move forward.
You hit it a country mile still, I'm sure. I haven't seen you hit in a couple of years, but I have a feeling you still move it okay.
I don't know. Some days. Some days. Just can't put it all together like I used to. But, yeah, it's been, I think, even personally for me, just falling in love with the game again. I hadn't played for a lot of years with so much going on. And
yeah.
Last year I played a lot and off to start playing a lot this year. And once we get you playing more regularly, you know, everything will be perfect.
There you go. What about instruction at Blackthorn?
Yeah, so we have the Blackthorn Golf Academy. We've spent a lot of time and resources trying to build, you know, the best instructional options you have in the area. And we've got two instructors, Matt Harrell and Randy Anderson, who kind of lead our Blackthorn Golf Academy. We've got a launch monitor and a simulator and the whole kit and caboodle. We've got TaylorMade Titleist, Srixon fitting carts, custom fitting. We're the number one Srixon dealer in the state of Indiana.
Really?
It's kind of one of those brands that's under the radar, but you give the customer, you know, two or three, you know, irons or drivers to hit, and Srixon this spring with their new product has been winning out almost every time. I think we've sold about 24 sets of clubs already.
Wow.
Srixon's, which, again, yeah, that's a brand you don't really think of unless you're Hideki.
that's right.
I think maybe Brooks, but there's not a lot of guys playing it.
Which brings me to this, Tim. There's been an interesting discussion this week on the Golf Channel. They're live from the Masters show, and we are seeing that we're going to have some changes in the golf ball coming that's mainly going to affect the professional tours. In fact, it might take away 10 to 15 yards off their tee shots. I heard them say it might affect the recreational golfer 5 yards, so it will not be as dramatic. So I'm honestly in favor of making adjustments to the golf ball because some elite courses are becoming obsolete, and they talked at the Masters this week. They don't want to have a course that's 8,000 yards, and honestly, that's not too far away. But my problem is, Tim, if they do this, and again, I'm in favor of it. If it brings shot making and more excitement to the game, I'm all for it. But don't you think with technology and other areas, it won't take long for the pros to find that yardage right back?
Yeah, I do. I think that where there's a will, there's a way, and it's going to be through the shaft or club head or material that they're using in the club head. There's going to be something that will help them gain that back. Whether they gain it all the way back, I don't know, and how much will they reduce, you know, the flight of the ball. But, you know, I'm personally not a fan of it at all for the amateur level.
Right.
I think that's ridiculous. But, no, I agree. I mean, they're so far. The kid, tall, I can't remember his name playing, but hitting it, you know, 400 yards on 5 in practice rounds, you know, I mean, that's just insane. And it's only getting longer and longer. The way we're teaching the game of golf and technology and the physical fitness, you couple all that together with these young guys and they're just bombing it, and it's crazy. So something had to be done on the professional level for sure.
Well, rough is not going to slow these guys down. The only thing I can think of is more trees and more water hazards. That's the only way you can slow them down other than making adjustments to equipment.
Yep.
That's it.
I think so. And yep.
Crazy. Hey, Tim, what about 13 LIV golfers getting into the Masters? If things don't change, eventually some of these guys are going to run out of exemptions and start falling out of the majors. Are you confident at all that eventually we're going to bring everybody back together? Because it sure seems like from a TV rating standpoint, this split has really, really hurt the PGA Tour. Ratings are way down.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that something has to be done. I think even Rory this week, you know, acknowledges it, where LIV has done the damage of taking away some of these players. But what I haven't seen happen is the popularity of LIV. You know, for an example, as an advertiser, I would never buy a spot. I just don't see the viewership. I don't know the traction that they're gaining. And it's a different, unique market that they're hitting, definitely a younger demographic that they're looking for. I don't watch LIV golf events. I think it's, you know, it's like they're on vacation in their shorts playing 3 rounds of golf. It's just kind of goofy golf, you know. I don't get it. You know, Taylor Gooch wins every other week. You know, who's Taylor Gooch? You know, so it's something has to be done. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but the game is so popular right now. There's so much money in the game. There's so many good players. This is a shame that this is happening, in my opinion. And I think they have to find a way to get these guys back together again somehow, some way.
Tim, I saw a video of Jon Rahm hitting into a green on a LIV Golf Tour event, and there was not one single person around the green. Now, I know he got $600-800 million, and I'm not going to get into how do you turn that down? You're set for life, blah, blah, blah. It's true. But at the same time, he grew up wanting to be a champion, wanting to play the best, wanting to play in front of big crowds. And that was just a bizarre scene. Arguably the number one player in the world who was playing in front of no one. And I got the sense at the Masters this week by some of his comments, he didn't say it, but I think he's having some regrets with his decision.
Yeah, he said he wants to go to 4 rounds. I saw that for sure. But when you're a competitor and you're grinding out at the Masters this week against the best players in the world, and then next week you're playing again in a 3-day event in, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina with 4,000 fans, I think that, you know, that these guys, they're too competitive. I think they want more. You know, they want to grind it out and beat the best. And some of those guys, I think we've talked about this before. If you look at Phil and you look at some of the guys that aren't competitive anymore that took the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Ian Poulters and the guys, that makes all the sense, right? They're not going to compete
Pat
at the
Perez.
Highest level. Yeah, take the money. Okay, great. But now when you're talking about taking, you know, Cam and you're talking about John Rahm and these guys and Brooks that are competitive and they want to play at the highest level, I think they're going to get bored with it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not fun.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of guys that went to LIV, but honestly, as a PGA Tour fan, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Cam Smith, give me those four back and keep the rest. I really don't need the rest. Maybe Patrick Reed to be the villain. You always kind of need that Darth Vader guy,
right.
But honestly,
right.
you don't really need him. You don't need Bubba Watson.
No.
You don't need Poulter. You give me those four guys, and you can keep the rest. And the PGA Tour is going to be in great shape.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Hmm. So what do you think about the Masters so far today? Anything stand out to you?
No, I think we're seeing the cream rising to the crop. I mean, Scottie Scheffler is the best player in the world, and I don't see it coming to an end anytime soon, that's
amazing.
For sure. Tiger so far watching looks decent. It's good to see him playing. Even if he's not competitive, just to see him out playing is a miracle in itself. So all good stuff at Augusta. Yeah, they're exciting golf so far.
Well, I'm just not hoping DeChambeau wins. That's another LIV guy you can keep. He had a 7 under 65 today. But I'm just kind of tired of all his stick and the power and all the analytics. It just kind of got old, to be perfectly honest.
But don't you feel, though, Darren, like we don't even hear from those guys anymore?
No.
You know, it's like they've become irrelevant. So it's like you don't even think about Bryson anymore.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm.
So
I don't understand, and I've tried to re-up on it. I don't understand the PGA Tour and LIV had that agreement last year. I don't understand how that's affecting anything. I thought it was going to produce changes. Maybe LIV goes away. Heck, nothing has changed. John Rahm switched tours since that agreement. So I'm really confused what that agreement means going forward. It sure doesn't seem like a whole lot from my standpoint, just as a golf fan.
Well, yeah, I think they're in negotiations with other sports investors and other groups and companies rather than partnering with the Saudis and LIV and trying to get the funding that they think they need to fight both the legal battle and to fight and compete with LIV. So I know there's ongoing, discussions with large companies here, U.S., to try to raise capital to do that. So I don't know how they do it, but they're going to have to find a way to have these either LIV go away or to find a way to make sure that LIV is playing four rounds. They have the quality of the players are there that, you know, you're not beating up on has-beens or nobodies. And because the world rankings is really what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
So unless they're playing against the best, how do you rank them in the world rankings if they're not playing? First of all, you got to play four rounds. I mean, how do you get world ranking points if you don't play four rounds? I mean, how many times have you seen? And again, that's why guys like Taylor Gooch win. You know, you got to put three rounds together. Four rounds is a whole nother story. And the golf courses they're playing. So
I'll leave you with this. I feel bad for Rory McIlroy. He was the guy out in front being the voice of the PGA Tour. He made strong comments about LIV. I mean, he was the defender of the PGA Tour. Then this agreement took place. He was not given a heads up. It just feels like all those comments and all those strong words that he made public just were for naught because the PGA Tour ended up kind of sleeping with LIV Golf with this agreement last year. So Rory got a raw deal out of that. He deserved to be compensated for what he had done in the past.
No question. Wow. I mean, he got railroaded. That's that's tough. He went to bat, and he got, kind of just – I mean, that's business world. I mean, you know that working for a large company, that's how it works,
yeah.
you know.
Tim, let's wrap things up by reminding folks the phone number at Blackthorn, the website, and if they need help with anything, I know the staff out there at Blackthorn is ready to assist them.
Yeah, 232-GOLF. Give us a call or blackthorngolf.com. It's got all of our information, and encourage everybody to take a look. And we've got a lot of different ways that you can enjoy Blackthorn, from practice facilities to lessons to playing golf and having a burger and a beer. So come out and see us.
And blackthorngolf.com is the website.
That's right.
Very good. I'm going to come out, and I want to see you hit a couple of tee shots, because I'm not buying this. You have to play the upper tee. So be prepared. I want the swing to be in great shape when I come see you.
All right.
Deal?
You bet. I'm going to hold you to that, yeah.
And maybe I should put pressure on you like I put pressure on Foster to, you know, go after the U.S. Senior Open, you know. Maybe that should be on your agenda as well, because you got nothing else going on, right?
That's right. I thought you were going to surprise me tonight and invite him on the show, too, to reunite the crew.
Oh, well, there aren't enough microphones, I don't think, for that. Man, I don't know if the world can handle us one more time, but maybe we should try to hook that up sometime this summer. That would be actually a lot of fun. Hey, Tim, continued success out at Blackthorn Golf Club, 232-GOLF, blackthorngolf.com. Think about the Blackthorn card, folks, when you are heading out to Blackthorn. It is a great opportunity to get out there and play Blackthorn. And, Tim, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thanks for your time, Darren. Have a great night.
You too. That's Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club. Again, 232-GOLF, blackthorngolf.com. 633 at Sports Radio 960 WS.
Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.